One, two. Hello, evening audio boo.
Hello.
Hello.
We have a little sort of
gathering
of different types of food and beverage and people. Well, obviously there's VR podcasting. There's at Claire Randall.
Hello.
And Nathan.
And there is Nathan.
Hello.
Nathan is being
waiter
and bartender.
Bartender.
Okay, so let's work this out. So basically, we're going to cover two lots of countries, but they are connected.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, you see, I told you I had a plan.
Yeah, yeah.
So the first country we're going to cover is South Africa. And we're going to purely by chance, you're going to tell us about that in a minute.
Yeah.
Then we're going to move on to Belgium and the foods in the different countries thereof, and a little bit maybe about the culture and whatever we cover. So, but the two are linked because Flemish, which is spoken in Belgium, is very similar to Afrikaans,
which
is spoken in South Africa. So there's, yeah, that's my link, you see. And I'd have that little plan. It's not very often I plan my booze that much, but that was my little plan. Okay, so over to Claire, because you can talk a bit about South Africa and where we've just been to the shop. I do have a boo on it. I'll do it separately, but this is what, yeah.
Right, so we went to a shop in London, and it's called The Savannah. And it's a shop that sells all South African food. And it sells things like biscuits and sweets and things like that. Now, anybody who has ever lived in another country knows that you just kind of miss the things of the country you used to live in. It's one of those kind of things, you know. So I grew up in South Africa, and I happen to have South African friends who live here in the UK. And so periodically I will encounter South African food that comes into my grasp, if you like. So we went into the shop, and they have all this stuff. And they have things like biscuits and they have alcohol, the beer and the cider, for example, of South Africa. And then they have things like what they call biltong and druivors, which are like dried meats. So I bought a few things. I didn't buy loads because it's not cheap. If you're buying imported stuff, none of it is actually that cheap. So I bought a couple of things, which I thought. So where should we start? We'll start with the savoury stuff. No, we'll start with the biltong and druivors.
Whoa. So I'm a bit worried about this.
Yeah. Exactly. So first of all, we have the biltong. The biltong, to be fair, isn't as it's usually very dry, and
it's and Mummy and Paul are going to try some.
And Nathan's going to try some too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you are. Now, you normally have biltong as dried, cured meat. It's like one of them. It's kind of in this particular biltong isn't as dry as I would like it to be.
Right.
But it's and they dry it and they cure it with all sorts of spices and things. But you may sample.
Oh,
it tastes like bacon.
I'm being fed some now. It's long and thin. It's very, very chewy. That's like beef.
It is beef.
Mm. Just as well then. Very dry. Quite chewy beef. But as you chew it, more of a tang and salty stuff comes out of it. I don't know what it's cured with.
It depends. I mean, that's just straightforward. Sort of
yeah.
Right, Nathan, you're going to try a little bit and tell us what you think. No, why not?
I don't like it.
You've never had it before. When?
It tastes very much like beef, to be fair.
Don't spit it out, just chew it.
It's like, I think it's like meat. I think it's like South Africans' answer to meat chewing gum.
Yeah.
It's got give you very bad breath.
Yes, it does give you somewhat bad breath.
It would.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So the second of my salad, it's a delicacy, this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's £35 a kilo.
Yeah, yeah. Are South Africans known for their delicacies in food? I can't imagine it being
I
so.
I believe not. Bearing in mind that South Africa was kind of like a refreshment station in the years when the Portuguese and the like used to go round the Cape to India, and they all had scurvy and the like. Right, okay, so the next one is called druivors, and it's like sausage, it's like dried sausage. I'm going to give you a little bit first.
I'm being fed.
Are you?
It looks like it.
Ow. Feed you.
Oh, no, it's new. Oh, no, that's really big. Oh, no, seriously, I've got to eat that much.
Of course you have. Not very much.
It smells like nothing I've ever smelt before. Smells like I was licked to the end. Oh. I suppose it, broadly speaking, it smells like sausages. And it's got herbs in it. It smells like an old Indian tea chest.
Oh.
Oh, crikey. Not really. Okay. I'm chewing it. And it kind of, it gives way under your, it's sort of not crunchy or crispy, but yeah, chewy again. It seems to have a bit of a penchant for chewy things.
Well, we can do better than that. Right. So that is that. Right. Now for breakfast, most South Africans, not most South Africans, but lots of Afrikaners eat these, and they're called rusks. They're nothing like Farley's. Can you just pause that
thing? Yeah. Okay, yeah, so we're back. So we're talking about rusks.
Rusks, yeah. They're not Farley's.
No South African breakfast is right without rusks.
Exactly. Omar Biscuit, they call it.
Omar Biscuit.
You never
should be speaking a bit of South African to us. Yeah. Describe this big box, man.
Right, it's a
big
box.
It's
a kilogram.
Oh, my goodness.
Cool. I'm going to enjoy eating them then.
A kilogram of rusks.
Do people want a whole one? They look like this. Right, okay, I'm going to explain it this to you. What you do is, when you make rusks, you make them, they look like a loaf of bread, okay?
Yeah.
And you make it in like a loaf, and then you bake it in the oven, okay? And then it comes out, it looks a bit like a cake. And then what you do is you cut it into these shapes, and then you leave it in the oven for about a day, and it dries out, and it becomes this.
Oh my goodness, what is the point of that?
And then what most South Africans
do... coconut?
Do you want to drink all of it? It's buttermilk. And they're like, oh, it does smell.
It
like
does
coconut,
smell nice, actually,
yeah.
To be fair.
And what South Africans do is they dip it in their coffee.
Maybe they beat it with their dinner than they are with their puddings, or vice versa. Well, you broke it.
I did break it. Well, you can eat
quite
it if you want. They're quite crumbly,
brittle.
So I'll do it over a bowl, yeah.
Oh, okay. Come on then, let's have a try that.
Do you want to try that?
They're very big. I need to break
a
bit off.
Yeah, do you want a bit?
I've got it.
Oh, Nathan's tried one. Nathan's got a whole one. What do you think?
Oh, my God.
It tastes like shortbread.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's coarser than shortbread, isn't
a
it?
A lot coarse.
Could you drink that and dip that in your tea?
Yeah, I would. I suppose, and it goes sort of soggy, but, and then I start thinking, oh yeah, I recognise that. I think it must be shortbread. And then it goes soggy in your mouth and you think, I ain't got a clue what that's made out of.
What are you doing?
Trying
to break it.
You don't need a whole one. Oh, do you want more?
No, I haven't been breaking them off. Well.
But why don't you eat the rest of that one and I'll put that one.
What are they made out of?
They're just like, I'm not sure, buttermilk and flour and... You can get different...
The box is massive.
Yeah, I did buy a big one, to be fair.
It's like a cereal packet.
So I'm quite partial to these.
Have a look, let's have a wave it. Oh, yeah.
There's another bit in there, do you want
to? What are the ingredients are of that, then?
What
do they
say
in
there?
The
box, mate.
What?
What's the ingredient?
What are they made out of? Corn or something. Or is it in Afrikaans?
Wheat, flour, sugar, vegetable fat.
Okay.
What's that?
Buttermilk powder, baking powder, salt and flavouring.
Yeah.
Right, so that's
rough.
That's
quite good, actually.
You know what? Quite good. Yeah?
Better than Brovos.
Drovos.
Drovos.
Yes, Drovos is not to be confused with Burovos, which is like sausage. So you put on your barbecue.
One sausage and one isn't.
Okay. Now we have the piece de resistance of the food element. Okay.
Do you want the last of this?
No, you can eat it.
Rusk.
Jason can eat it.
Want it now?
You are right.
I've got it in my hand now, sorry, but yeah.
He doesn't want
there's
it.
There's a kilogram of them, so.
What's the thing? What's the beefy stuff?
The beefy stuff? I'll put it away. Right.
To dry.
Yeah.
The one that we call.
Right, so the last one we have, and I'm actually quite surprised we don't have these. We don't have these in this country. And there, I have my friend Lizette to thank for the fact that I've actually recently been able to procure these. And they are biscuits, and they're huge. Have a look.
Oh my goodness.
And they're called lemon creams. Do you want some?
South African is big and piggy or something.
Yeah, a lot of them are
everything's
white.
Yeah.
They're massive. Here, do you want to try there? Okay. Right, so.
A massive what?
Do you want to taste one of that? There's a huge element of heart disease and premature death in South Africa.
Oh, they're good. But I can understand why. Their mum used to go to South when I was little. But A bit better. Mmm, got a lot of strong lemon taste.
Mm. They're very nice though, aren't they?
Mmm.
So. I think they just taste like custard cream.
No, yeah, they remind me of what Fairy Liquid would taste like.
Oh, no, they don't. It's nice, much nicer than Fairy Liquid.
If I was to try lemon Fairy Liquid, that's how I'd imagine it.
I'll tell you what.
Or chew lemon. No, no, we won't try lemon liquid, no.
Right.
No, they're really good. I like them. How many did you buy? Just a packet.
Hey, only one.
Okay.
Where am I pouring it?
Right.
We'll
get a bigger glass.
I've got one.
No,
got
use the other glass. Use the
bigger.
No, wait. Yeah. Use my new glass.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. Because whatever you're doing, I'm thinking there's a link. That's where we can connect the two. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Right. So
be careful. Hang on. So now, are we moving forward now?
Yeah,
or
no,
oh no, no.
We bought some local
South African
beverage.
And this is the surprise.
This is it. And it's called, what's it called, Nathan?
Hang on a sec, I'm just trying to get it.
It's okay. Don't panic.
It go everywhere.
No, it's fine.
it's
yeah, that's fine. Well done, mate.
It's called Hunter's Pure Gold Cider.
Oh my goodness. Right, now.
Pour it into your glass.
Hang on, pour it into the big glass. Be careful how you do that, because obviously. Now what we're going to do,
there's
another connection here then. We've brought the things together in terms of a connection. Now Nath is pouring this South African cider into
a certain glass.
It's a glass called
Quack.
And basically the glass has like a ball at the bottom. Which the beer's going, the cider's going through. Look at
it.
It
looks like a test tube.
It's got a ball at the bottom, and then it goes quite thin, and then up and thicker on the top. Now you couldn't. That's what it sounds a bit. You couldn't actually stand this glass alone on the table because I would be careful. But no, is the word. You just about. It's not a good. See, look, it's wobbling. That's
yeah,
it. Yeah, you get me. Right, easy does it. No, you haven't done it yet. I will. Put it, yeah. So you can't, basically it stands in a wooden holder, which is called a quick.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was the glass or the...
It's called a quack.
Yeah,
a quack. How do you spell it?
K-W-A-K.
Does it say anything else on it now? There's a picture of something I thought, or an emblem or anything, no? So... This is what this is. Now, what we're going to do is you have to.
I like to say the name of your bottle opener.
That's the other link.
That's the other link.
And Nathan will take great pleasure in telling this on the count of three once I finish saying.
Once he's finished.
Basically, and this is where there's another connection. You see, because so we're now moving into Belgian territory.
Although we're still drinking South African
cider, and so basically there is a little boy. It's a famous statue in Belgium. I think we mentioned it. But we've being the classy people we are, we bought a key ring with a beer open on it,
and it's called the
go on
mannequin piss.
Yeah, because a little boy does one in the fountain in Belgium. There's a statue of it in Brussels, and so these key rings are prolific all over the place of basically this boy doing a pee in the fountain. As I say, he's on the end of my key ring with a tin opener, bottle opener. So that's brought us almost neatly to, apart from trying the cider.
Are we all going to try it?
We
no.
You're not going to try it?
Nathan isn't sure about that. So I don't like know what the rules are with one of these quirks, whether you're supposed to take the glass out, put it back and try it. So I'm going to do that. I think the ball at the bottom is actually designed to stop the beer of the drink frothing too much. And I think it's kind of, and it isn't even full. It's like that's... Is that the whole bottle?
Yes.
Yeah, so the whole bottle's in. Oh, it froths in more, I think so. So I'm going to try it. Mmm.
Fizzy?
Oh, and it's not just that. It's not an overly fizzy drink, I don't think. It's a very, very nice. You can taste the orchard.
You can smell it. It smells of apples.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Actually, that's the best cider I've ever had.
Really? Oh, we might have to start.
It's like a juice, though.
It smells like apple juice.
Is there a percentage on it?
Yeah, what percentage of alcohol's in it, though?
You'll say something by vol. We don't have a 10-year-old that knows lots about.
We just wish to clarify here.
Real natural cider. 4.5.
Yeah, yeah, that's not too bad at all.
Right, let's have a
so
taste.
That's by vol. And the bottle is...
Oh, that's right, I can drink that.
Is that the bottle?
No.
Is that, what's that
that's
one?
Your beer.
Okay.
Do you want to have a little taste?
Only a little sip, okay?
The bottle's probably about 500 millilitres, is it? Not too bad. Not sure.
I would just like to
we're not in the habit of doing this,
but
I think it is only right that we should have a little try.
A healthy kind of
well, he knows he doesn't like it, so that's
for alcohol,
I think so.
I think that's quite nice. I could quite easily drink that.
But you have wine sometimes, occasionally, do you not?
No, not dessert wine.
Okay, so that's good.
I've never tried dessert wine.
You like that, Claire?
I do like that.
So we'll share in that.
I who don't drink at all, of course.
Actually, that would go down rather well. It's gone down very, very well. We're getting there.
I'll get it now.
I don't get it all because we'll be here forever.
No, we won't.
No, we will. There's loads of chocolate.
Mm. Hear that? That's interesting. You pour it out of the bubble. Listen to this. It's a very booey noise. Listen.
That's very nice.
Listen. I'll try some more.
Oh,
I'm nearly finished, so.
There's
a bubble. Listen. Did you eat a bubble?
Mm.
Boop.
There you go.
Am I going to finish that then?
Chocolate.
There's a little bit left in the bulbous bowl of the and then this is the noise. I don't think it's crystal though. It's not crystal.
Right.
It's got a nice vibrato.
That leads us into. There's some more in there, I think,
Where?
Well, how much chocolate did you get out?
All packets.
How many packets? Right. Yeah. This leads us into, come and help us out then. This leads us into Belgian chocolate territory. We don't want to open all of these, should we all do them?
Oh.
Hmm?
We do.
No, we don't. We're not opening all of them.
Why not?
Because there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 packets.
So maybe we should talk about the chocolate factory, though.
Should I pour you your beer?
No, I don't think I'm going to be honest.
So this is my chocolate.
We might do. We'll see how it goes. Let me have a...
I
shouldn't really mix my beer and my cider.
It does look the nicest.
One.
Right. Okay.
Be patient. We'll get there.
That was the leftover of Paul's chocolate as well. But do you want to... Oh, is that three chocolates?
Not many in there, are there?
Enough for one each.
Yeah.
Right. What's in this one? What are they?
Chocolate.
Yeah. What does it say about them? They're truffles.
No idea.
Okay.
I don't think it does.
So these are some sort of chocolate.
Is that from the factory?
I think these were from the factory.
Yeah, they are. We did do a bit about the chocolate factory on my audio boo. Under Claire and the chocolate factory.
So these are some... what are they?
There might be squares.
It is Clary Clary and the chocolate factory.
Yeah.
Round chocolates. Is that a shape?
What do you mean?
What's that on the top?
It looks like a peacock.
Do you want to taste it?
It looks like a mint. It's dark chocolate.
And it's
don't you like that?
Here you go then, Paul. You
is that mine? Is it?
How about?
They're very delicate, aren't they? They've got like icing sugar almost on the top.
How about you try that one?
Which one's that one got on it?
Oh, I'm sorry, but
it's white chocolate.
It tastes like hundreds of thousands.
Belgian chocolate is divine. Even dark chocolate.
Yeah, that's white chocolate. Why don't you give me white chocolate?
Mm.
Gross. White Belgian chocolate is horrible.
Mm.
Do you want to try your one?
Okay.
Try a white one.
Okay. What does it taste like?
Well, I'm not a fan of white chocolate, so. You'd probably like it because it tastes like...
It's like dark chocolate. It's quite nice. It's better than I thought. Very cocoa-y. You couldn't eat cocoa on its own, apparently. He was insistent and persistent in telling us.
Well, have you ever tried like cocoa powder? It is quite repulsive.
Mm.
Right, what are these ones, Nate? Have they got a name on?
No, I don't
remember. Oh, okay. So this is all a bit hit and miss then.
Wait, that one does. Those are truffles.
These are truffles.
Oh, no.
Mind it.
Would you like to try a truffle?
Go on then, we're on sort of semi-familiar territory here.
They do look like nuts. They look like...
Are they
not?
Yeah. Would you like to try one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, how weird. They're small. Not. They're almost like mini egg
like
size.
Mini eggs.
Mini eggs. Yeah. I think they're a little bit better quality than mini eggs. They've got a dusting of something on them. Chocolate powder, I dare say. But here's one. Yeah. Oh.
It's been in the fridge and it breaks.
It's pretty much a nut. It has got... Mm.
Do you want a nut in it?
Mm. Yeah, but... Like ground in.
Oh, okay. Like nut paste.
Mm. Like hazelnut.
Do you want to try something?
No. Mm. Mm. A lot of pervading of nuts coming in through.
Pervading of nuts.
Mm. Mm-mm. A nut invasion.
Right.
Mm.
What about any more of this?
Have
you had quite enough chocolate?
Mm.
Do you want to try some beer?
Yeah.
Well, so the beers that we've got.
Oh yeah, we've got loads of different ones.
Yeah, we've got loads. I'll get more.
We'll just talk about them. We're not. No.
I know.
There's one. If there's called.
Careful, Nathan. Be careful.
There's some aerial liquid, perhaps, that you can dry the difference.
Oh no.
We have got lots more Belgian chocolate, by the way.
There's a lot.
But if we open all of it, we will.
Right, we have. What's that one called? I've not seen Horace. Remember
Norris.
That one? Norris.
It looks like. Let me see.
Is that the passion fruit one? Yeah.
Floris passion.
No, yeah, we're not having that. That's Claire's beer.
Oh, we can try that if you want.
Okay.
I'll pour it into.
Not yet. Let's see what the beers we've got.
Different ones on the side.
Carolus.
So the passion. Hang on. The passion fruit beer is basically a tourist beer, I think. The Carolus. Is this the Carolus?
Yeah.
The Carolus is one that they do around Christmas and stuff, and they say it's got a very Christmassy taste. So I'm going to save that one. And we'll do another bit about that.
Very good pronunciation.
Rocher de Namur. What is it though? Is that the one? No, but I can't remember what one. Is that the one with the different hops, Claire? I think it was.
Could be, yeah.
That's the world beer.
Oh, look at that. We're right. So I'm going to save this one as well. This one basically is they put their own hops in, but they mix different hops throughout depending on a different country of the world each year. And that's won an award for that one. And can you remember what hops it was this time?
No, I can't. I was
some far off country from Belgium, anyway.
West Mulle.
That is what they call a Trappist beer, and it's a blonde beer. But Trappist is strong. You look at what's the percentage on the back of that? It's going to be high, I think.
9.5.
I mean, that is ridiculous for a bottle of beer that's like 500 millimeters. Is it millilitres?
33 centimeters.
Yeah, well, that's it. 9. And there's another one I think called Duvel.
Yeah, you tried
that. Duvel, no, Duvel is.
Yes, you have.
I have tried it. Yeah, this weekend. We discovered we can get it in this country. Duvel is again a strong beer. I think it's about 8 or 9 or 7. You say?
Number 5.
Oh, that's high as well. That's higher than the. So I think what we're going to do is try.
Got one more.
Oh, my apologies. Yeah.
Or is that going to predict my future?
Yeah. We predict that you get drunk if you drink all of them.
So which one are we having?
I think we are going to try Clary Claire's beer. No, not all of them, mate. Yeah, yeah.
What's the percentage on that one?
It shouldn't be too high. The florist. Yeah, it's more like it.
That's,
that's a girl. But there's a beer called. Yeah, of course you can. There's a beer called. Be careful though this time because you. Yeah, take your time.
I can't get it over.
Out.
No, because it's got.
Foil. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Basically, there's a beer as well called Creek, and we're speaking to some Belgian server, one of the waitresses, about it, and she was basically saying it's was she in a shop? I don't remember. Anyway, she was saying basically it's a woman's beer, because Creek is like cherry flavoured. You can get raspberry flavour. But I think Belgium often do stronger versions of all of them. So, how are we doing?
No.
I'm just keeping everyone talking. Hang on a minute. Okay, so we're going to pour this now into the quack. There it goes.
Not too fast.
It's okay. You're doing all right.
Is it not froth up?
It will, but not loads. Just go for it.
Okay.
Pour it quite gently. That's it. There you go. Nearly there. Oh, my goodness. That stinks. Is that it?
I've poured about a quarter of the bottle.
Go on then, go for a bit more now. No, you can, there's quite a lot of room.
There's
to be honest.
Froth all the way up to the top.
There is, but there's. Go on. Pull it over the side now. Gently does it. Gently does it. Oh, oh my goodness! This stuff is pretty.
It's fizzy.
Here we go.
Get it out.
I'm not being funny, but it smells like skunk. I tell you what, that is going to reek. Hang on a sec, it's coming down, settling down a bit. Go on. Oh no, it hasn't. Hang on a sec. Let's have a look. No, I'm looking at it. Oh my goodness, wait. the trough's right down the side.
Hang on.
Go on, let me dare for a bit more. You should be able to get it all in. No, I wouldn't if I were you. Doing fine as it up.
You need to take a photo.
If I hadn't taken a photo of the South African shop, because that's quite unique. It does. I don't know what we're going to do with this. I think it'll be good for the dishwasher. It would actually. It'd be the sort of thing you'd use to clean a dishwasher out with. It's pretty.
This is, yeah.
It's pretty rank looking.
We've got some rinse in if you want to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, should I take that?
Oh my goodness, that reeks.
That smells of.
I'm not sure about this beer at all.
Cappy, actually.
It does. Like I said, tomcat or skunk or something.
Revolting.
It's all in, isn't it?
But it
Come
is.
On. We're going to try it. Yeah, hope. Well
do
done, now.
Do I have to drink that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
what
you got
kind
it
of
all
women
in.
Do they have in Belgium, then?
It's your beer, mummy.
Women that smell of cat pee, perhaps. I don't know. I'm sure there are some lovely Belgians.
Go on, and you type.
We met a few. I've got to try it first. I'm bringing the quack.
Take a deep breath and hold.
I'm bringing the quack round here now.
I am already.
Oh,
you don't
my
need to
God.
Drink
that
it now.
Is not
good.
Something that we want to necessarily...
3.6.
Ingest.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. It's like
it's
pop.
3.6
yeah.
Alcohol.
It's very, there's a froth still on it. It's very, very frothy.
Not very much froth.
No, it's gone down. On it, I'm going to try and describe the smell.
It's like cat.
It smells of cat.
It does smell like cat.
It does smell of cat mannequin piss.
That's what we used to open it.
That is pretty bad. Hang on.
No, you're supposed to...
You need to drink it all.
No, he doesn't.
Okay, I can see why. No, it's very, very, very fruity. Got a strong... They said passion fruit, but I can smell... Those passion fruit meant to taste like pineapple or grapefruit or something.
Oh, yeah, it does a bit. It's very...
Go on, try that.
What's it like?
Just go for it.
Just go for it. Do I have to hold my nose and then?
Yeah.
No, well,
actually,
no,
you
no,
might,
no,
do you know
don't.
What? Actually, now that you can say it, because it smells like cat pee from afar. But when you smell it, it does actually smell like passion fruit.
It's got a very strong taste.
Yeah, it does. It does smell like passion fruit. It doesn't smell as revolting.
No, that'll be it. We'll do all the beers another day.
It smells, it doesn't smell, it does smell like passion fruit.
Drunk,
it
you would,
smell,
you would, to be honest.
Can I speak?
Yes, you can, darling. Of course you can. Yes, you can. Come on.
Fruit doesn't smell as horrible from up close.
No.
It smells strong, but it doesn't smell as quite as horrible as when I smelt it from a distance and I thought it smelled actually quite repulsive.
It's a very light beer, that is. I mean, obviously with the alcohol content.
But now I'm close to it, it does actually smell of passion fruit, not a cat.
Yeah.
So
it's
let's
almost like an alco pop.
Yeah. Right, so let's have a try then, shall we? Do you know what, actually?
It isn't as bad as you think it's going to be, is
no.
it?
I thought I was going to want to tip it down the sink and use it as paint to drip.
Well, you drink that then, and I'll be quite happy for you to drink that. So I think, well, obviously we've got things like nougat as well and different things like that, but we thought we'd just give you a little sort of taste of the two countries that are linked by semily by a language and very definitely by a quack. There you go. So it's goodbye, I think, from who? It's goodbye
Me.
From you. Yes, at Claire Randall. It's goodbye from Nathan.
Bye, and you've got 1 minute remaining.
And it's goodbye from Mr. Paul Hopkins, who has 1 minute remaining.
We
are podcasting. We'll speak to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Do it.
Ching, ching.
No, the that. Yeah.